Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm Doug Johnson. This week, we answer a question about sports terms and play music by blues great Pine Top Perkins, who died Monday. And we remember another star who died this week, the extraordinary actress and beauty Elizabeth Taylor. America lost one of its biggest movie stars this week. Elizabeth Taylor died Wednesday in Los Angeles, California. She had been in poor health for many years. There was no one like Elizabeth Taylor at the height of her fame. She was an extremely beautiful woman. She won 2 Academy Awards. She also had an interesting and complex private life. Her many loves, her battles with substance abuse, and her humanitarian causes kept her name in the news even after she stopped making films. Catherine Cole takes a look at Elizabeth Taylor's professional and personal life.
It started in 1944 with the movie National Velvet. 12-year-old Elizabeth Taylor starred as Velvet Brown, a girl in an English country village. She saves a horse that was to be killed and trains him for an important race. Then she rides him to victory. But the real victory was for the young Elizabeth Taylor. Throughout the 1940s, she played in many movies about families. The 1950 comedy Father of the Bride was a major hit. 18-year-old Elizabeth Taylor played the bride. This was also the year of her first marriage to Nicky Hilton of the Hilton Hotels business, but they separated after just 9 months. Elizabeth Taylor married 7 more times to 6 other men. She married actor Richard Burton twice. She had 4 children by 3 of her husbands. Her relationships caused her some public image problems, especially her marriage to singer Eddie Fisher. He had been married to Taylor's best friend and popular actress Debbie Reynolds. Fisher left Reynolds for Taylor in 1959. The American public was shocked, and many were angered by this behavior. In 1958, she played Maggie in the film version of Tennessee Williams' play Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. Some critics consider it her best movie. She won her first Academy Award for her work in the 1960 film Butterfield 8. She played a sex worker who is involved with a married man. She won another Oscar in 1966 for the movie Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. Taylor became the highest-paid film actress in history. She earned more than $1 million for her role as Cleopatra in the extraordinary production of the same name, released in 1963. Elizabeth Taylor made more than 60 movies in all. In the 1980s, she battled drug and alcohol abuse. She entered a medical center for treatment and was very open with the public about it. She also became a leader in the fight against AIDS and HIV. She helped found AMFAR, the American Foundation for AIDS Research. She did this in 1985, when many people believed those infected with the disease were immoral. The British singer-songwriter Elton John was a good friend of Elizabeth Taylor. He said the world had lost not just a Hollywood giant, but also an incredible human being. Elton John said she earned love and respect for speaking out against AIDS when others wanted to bury their heads in the sand.
Our question this week comes from the Dominican Republic. Junior Olivares wants us to explain some of the terms used in baseball and basketball. Baseball is known as America's national pastime. The pitcher throws the ball and the batter tries to hit it on the playing field to get a base hit. Then the batter runs to one of the bases, depending on how far he hits the ball. The batter gets a single if he reaches first base safely. A double gets him to second base, and a triple gets him to third base. A very good batter may hit the ball out of the playing field and run to all four bases for a home run. A batter can get to first base even if he doesn't hit the ball. He can walk to first base if the pitcher throws four balls that are either too high, too low, or too far from the batter. But the batter may also strike out if he is unable to hit the ball after three pitches. A base runner may try to steal a base by running to the next base while the pitcher is throwing the ball to another player. A pitcher who is very good may throw a no-hitter if none of the opposing batters gets a hit. Or the pitcher may even throw a perfect game if none of the players from the other team reaches a base. The game of basketball has different language to describe the action. It all begins with the tip-off. It is the first jump ball that starts the game. An official throws the ball in the air as a player from each opposing team jumps to gain possession of the ball. Next, the man-to-man defense begins. Each defensive player is responsible for guarding one of the opposing team members. A full court press happens when the defenders begin guarding the offense in the backcourt. Sometimes the pressure is so great that two teammates may join together to guard a single opponent. This is called double teaming. It is an illegal defense and may result in a technical foul. The opponent may be awarded a free throw, a chance to throw the ball into the basket. If he misses the shot and one of his teammates is able to regain control of the ball, it is called an offensive rebound. But the winning team may choose to play a keep-away game if the game is close to ending. Players may pass the ball back and forth among themselves until there is no time left and the game ends. One of the most exciting moves in basketball is the slam dunk. Players jump up high and force the ball into the net. The famous former basketball player Michael Jordan is considered to be one of the best slam dunkers of all time. Pianist Pinetop Perkins died Monday at his home in Austin, Texas. The 97-year-old musician was still making great music in his last days. In fact, just last month, he won a Grammy Award. Mario Ritter remembers Pinetop Perkins and plays some of his music.
The piano player was born Joe Willie Perkins in Mississippi in 1913. He lived with his mother and grandmother as a boy. His grandmother was abusive. She finally beat the boy so badly that he left home. Pinetop Perkins said he started playing guitar when he was 10 years old. He taught himself to play by listening to others. 2 years later, he started a job repairing pianos and decided to teach himself to play that instrument as well. Perkins began playing music in small clubs and at parties when he was a young man. At one club in Arkansas, a woman cut his arm badly with a knife. There was so much damage that Perkins could no longer play guitar. So the piano became his instrument. Perkins took the name Pinetop in honor of an earlier pianist, Clarence Pinetop Smith. One of Smith's songs, Pinetop Boogie Woogie, is now linked more closely with Pinetop Perkins.
Now what all y'all ought to know, this is my own boogie woogie, do it just like I tell you. When I tell you to hold yourself and try to hold yourself, don't you move a peg. And when I tell you to get it, when you try your best to get it, get around and hold yourself. Now get it.
In the 1940s, Pinetop Perkins worked as a band member for two radio programs. One was the famous King Biscuit Time broadcast from Helena, Arkansas. In the late 1960s, blues great Muddy Waters asked Pinetop Perkins to join his band. The pianist played with Muddy Waters for more than 10 years. In 1980, Pinetop Perkins and the other Muddy Waters band members formed their own group, the Legendary Blues Band. They played Chicago-style blues music. The Recording Academy presented Pinetop Perkins with a Lifetime Achievement Award in 2005. The Academy honored him with his first Grammy 2 years later for Best Traditional Blues Album. Last month, he won in the same category again. Pinetop Perkins became the oldest performer to receive a Grammy. Pinetop Perkins told a reporter that performing in his 90s was not the joy it had been when he was younger. But he said he could not stop. It was all he knew how to do. I'm just trying to make people happy and make a dollar or two, he said.
Take your eyes off my woman. Yes, I know what's on your mind. Take your eyes off my woman. Yes, I know what's on your mind.
I'm Doug Johnson. Our program was written by June Sims and Katie Weaver, who was also the producer. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.
Take my woman with a grin, take your